All right, single key to Parshas Korach. Halechas Balibuv. He quotes Ba'aderes Eliyahu. Al Apasuk Lepetach Chatas Roibins. Right, this is from the beginning, Parshas Bereishis. It says, at the entrance, Chet is Rovet, is crouching. Right? Chet is crouching at the door. It's awaiting you at the door. That what is it telling you? Says the Deir Eliyahu, it's telling you, the pasuk telling you that immediately when a person exits the entrance of his home, or in this case, the exit of his home, the Yetzer gets up, stands against him in order to get him to be chayte, to get him to sin. That's what Pshat is, lepetach chatas roivet, that at the entrance, or in this case, the exit, at the doorway, the chayt is crouching, it's waiting until the Yetzer is waiting to jump on you when you leave the house. Ulachain, therefore, right, Dersio is the Gra, by the way. The Sefer Badersio is from the Gra. And this, therefore, explains the Gra. Lachain yesh mezuzah al hasmol lahatzilo. That's why when you walk out, right? Again, lepetach atas rovis, when you leave your home, the Yetzer is waiting to jump upon you when you leave your home to get you to sin. That's why, explains the Gra, you have the mezuzah on the left side. When you walk in, it's on the right. When you walk out, it's on the left, in order to save you from that hate, that sin. Umidvarav anu royim chidush v'mitzvah mezuzah, says Rav Shor. We see from the Deir Eliyahu the Gra a great chidush in the mitzvah of mezuzah. Ki yoydaim anu shemezuzah hi b'yamin k'nisato. We know that the mezuzah is placed what on the right side, on the yamin, when you enter the house. Like we darshan, midderech b'yasecha, right? So you just place the mezuzah ubeisecha, ubeisharecha, ubeisecha on your house. The Gemara said darshan's b'yasecha, like bo, come, you're coming. The Gemara darshan's when you start walking, when you start coming, you start off with your right leg. When you start walking, you start with your right leg. So Gemara darshan's beisecha b'yasecha to teach you the mezuzah goes on the right side. That's why the mezuzah goes on the right. Umidivri ha-gra, and from the words of the gra, anu rayim we see sheyesh gam nekuda shel smol mezuzah. There's also a point to the mezuzah on the left side. Going in, it's on the right. But going out, it's on the left. It's also a point. Why? Shat smol liyitziyasa. There's also a point that's on the left side as you go out, as the gra said earlier, what? To save you. To save you from that chait that's waiting for you at the door.
We're gonna explain why the left side does that, or no? That's just
stuff that you do. We're gonna explain. We're definitely gonna give a hesber in. He's gonna give a pshat in. Yeah, in what exactly is going on with the mezuzah on the left side. Okay. The point is that's what the Gra says. Again, Rav Shor is building off the Gra. What the Gra tells us is that when it says petach hatzis rovates. That's referring, how does one save himself from the chait, from the sin waiting at the door, from the Yitzhar waiting at the door? What saves you? What's matzil you? Mezuzah on the left. Normally, we're always keeping in mind mezuzah on the right. When you come in, mezuzah on the right. But here, says Rav Shor, there's also a point to be learned from the Gra, mezuzah on the left. That point is the mezuzah saves you. Now he's going to explain, I guess, a little bit how that works. Okay, he quotes the Shlah now. Hashlo Kadosh, the parsha saying, the Shlo in our parsha, Parshas Korach. Mivar, he explains, ki begimul in yonim tzarcha adam la'avoy shelo lavoli day geus. What's geus? Gaiva. Geus is to be haughty. The Shlo explains that there are in three ways a person has to work at himself in order not to come to haughtiness. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, al yahalel chacham bechachmasa. A person should not glorify himself in his chachma. Right? If you're smart, you're wise, you shouldn't like glorify yourself with that of how smart you are. And the pasuk continues to say the same thing with the rich person and the same thing with the person who's a gibor, who's strong, who's mighty. As it says, v'hainu b'chachma, gvura, u'ba'osher. The same is true about all three of those. Ukenegged gimel dvarim. Kenegged these three things. The chachma, the gvura, and the oisher. No tain lorakaj baruch hu gimel eitzos eich lizkur she'elu gimel hei matanois hachim yizbarach lo lovel idei machshava shel koichi va'itim yadim. This idea, koich va'itim yadim, the pasuk in Parashas Ekev, it's saying, Hashem says, don't think koichi va'itim yadim, that it's my strength. Through my hands, I was successful. When person says, when you hear koich va'itim yadim, it means, Don't think that it was because of you, because you made a good decision. You're smart. No, it's through Hashem. Hashem gave you those abilities to make those decisions. So Hashem gave us three matanas, three gifts, in order, three eitzes, in order to be able to help protect us, to save us from the becoming haughty in what? Gvura, Osher, and Chachma. That's what we're gonna explain now. Tefillin. Who lishmor al chachma? Tefillin is to be shomer, or that we should not become haughty and chachma. Why? Because where's tefillin go? Neged al moach v'alev. It goes again, right? Tefillin sharosh is neged the moach, the brain, and the lev, right? It's on the arm, connected the heart. And both of those are the mishkan chachma bina. That's the dwelling place of chachma and bina. Yeah. That's the tefillin. Tefillin is shomer on chachma. Tzitzis is makid. Tzitzis surrounds kol gufo, right? Tzitzis surrounds your body. Shel adam. V'hu neged gvuras aguf. It's connected gvura. U'mitzvahs mezuzahi lishmor beiso shel adam. And the mezuzah is shomer the bayis. Shesham hu makma adam shomer es rechusho. Because where does a person keep his property, his possessions, his riches? In his house. They didn't have, in times Chazal, they didn't have banks necessarily. So people used to keep things in their homes. That's where they were shomer things. That's where they protected things. Even nowadays, people have most of their you know, that whatever their money's in the bank. But many of their jewelry in their homes themselves are assets. Those are things. It's in their bias, in their house. Kedei shelo yavul is geus b'moinan. In order that a person should come to haughtiness with his money. Ubezeh yesh lo havin divrei gemara. With this one, it's in the gemara. This is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Omer kol sheyesh lo tefillin b'roish, if you have tefillin on your head. Utefillin b'zrar on your arm. Ubetzizit b'gadoy on your beged. Umezuzit b'pischoy and a mezuzah on your entrance, your doorway. Hakol b'chizut shelo yechateh. It's ki'il is the chazako, you will not sin. Why? Because you have all three. You're shomer the oisher, mezuzah on your house. You're shomer the gvura, the tzitzit on your body. And you're shomer the chachma, your tefillin on your rosh and your yad. Exactly. All three eights is to protect you from becoming haughty in those things. Okay, just for the sake of time, let's just skip to the next paragraph. Inyan ha-mezuzah, hu shmiras ha-pesach. The inyan mezuzah is shomer the pesach, the entranceway. Kemay sha'amru ha-mezuzah shomeras dalasos Yisrael. Right? Mezuzah is shomer the doorways of Klal Yisrael. Mezuzah shomer is kedusha sabayis. Mezuzah is shomer on the kedusha, the holiness in your home. Shesulim beis Hashem bechatzel kenu yafrich. Where we say that in davening different times, that shesulim beis Hashem. You plant. Shesulim means to plant. You're planted in the house of Hashem bechatzel kenu yafrich. And in the chatzer, in the courtyards of Hashem, You'll sprout. You'll blossom. You'll bloom. Im habeis Hashem hu shasul. If you plant in your house, you make your house. You plant in your home a beis Hashem. You make your home a beis Hashem. Hainu hakedusha sham. You put kedusha in your house. Netua b'toich toichoy. You put kedusha in your home. You bring kedusha into your home. Afilu kishayatzal chos. Even when you go outside. The chatzer, l'toich hachetzeros, gam kein yafrichu. That kedusha will also be pareach. It'll also blossom in the chatzer on the outside. If you have kedusha in the home, you can also bring kedusha to the chatzer outside the home. Hamezuzah shemeres es habayis b'kedusha asam. And the mezuzah is to be shomer the kedusha in your home. Ba'al yidei zeh, through this, yechoyel atzeis hachotza. And with that shmira of kedusha in your home, then you're able to go outside. V'lo Lehiyad Zeik, and you will not be damaged. Ayadei Chataz Arovitz Etzla Pesach. You're not going to be damaged by that Yetzahara, by that hate waiting for you as you enter or you exit out of your home. We're going to skip the next paragraph, go to Aval. Aval, Lefi Divri Ashla, but according to the words of the Shla, HaKadosh Yesh Inyan Achiv Mezuzah. There's another Pshat Mezuzah. That was Pshat with Pila Grah. Now the Pshat, according to the Shla and Mezuzah, He Lishmer Nikudas HaOysher Shela Adam. According to the Mezuzah, according to the Shla, the Mezuzah is to be Shomer on the Oysher, on the riches of a person. Remember, you keep your riches in your house. It's to be Shomer on the Oysher, the riches of a person. B'mish Mevuar, the Mishnah explains, Ki Ashiris HaMitis Im Shmira Shelo Yizvatel Hu Liyois Semach Bechelko. What's the true Shmira of your riches is that a person should not mevatel semach bechelko, right? Ha'ezu Asher, who's the rich one? Asemach bechelko. She yello midas histapkos. What's the meaning of histapkos? Means to be satisfied with just, you know, a little bit. Histapkos means to be satisfied with you know, a little bit, not to have more and more and more and more. To be, you know, satisfied with semach bechelko with your chelikis. That person should go through life with the midas histapkos. That not being not always running after more and more and more. You do a lechol. It's everybody knows. Ki ima adam chai blimis histapkos. A person lives without this midas histapkos, being able to be satisfied with less. Then maybe if a person lives without it, if he lives without it, then maybe also nisyonos gedolim, he will come to great nisyonos in life, great tests in life. Be'ace masa matan during business. Sharei ein ba lihudi ramos. Sorry. Sharei eich ba lihudi ramos. Why is it that Jews, you find them on the front page? You know, they committed fraud. Why do you find that? Genevas akum, they were stealing from Goyim. Ba'odin yanim shaloi haguna b'misrach. And other bad business deals. Why do we find such things? Says Rav Shor, zerach mibnei ha'achrecha. Hechrech, that they feel compelled to start Yoser Kesef. They feel they need more money. They did not live with histapkos, hasameach mechelk, but they wanted more and more and more, and that drove them to do things that were not permitted. Right? That they felt they needed more kesef, miyachalasso, than what they were able to get. Larviach bederech hetter. They were able to get in a mutter way. Umam evi osulazeh. What brought them to this? Rak mishum shechai bebeso bemosos. Because they had so much in their house, they had more and more and more. They didn't leave with histapkos. They left with having everything and anything they wanted. They have never an end. So they took that outside also, and they always wanted more, and they never controlled themselves, and they're willing to even to do things that weren't mutter to get it. Vezeh yina mezuzah beyamin knisato. That's where the mezuzah is on the right side when you enter the house. Lishma Ashiras, now we're talking going in. It's to guard the Ashiras in your house, the riches in your house. Shia Samech Bechelko. That what's a true Ashiras in your home? Samech Bechelko, histapkos. What you have, you're happy with what you have. You're not always looking for more and more and more. That's not in Gashis, in Ruchnias Avada. But Al Yedei Zen, and through this, yet Shamur Beats also, and through this, being Shamir on the inside of your home, or histapkos, that will in there lead Beats Yasu. When you leave your home, Pesach Beisul Arviach, when you want to go and you want to, you know, you want to do business outside your home, that will allow you not to fall into the nisyonos on the outside as well. Okay, next paragraph. Ubezeh yuvon hagdigashos hagra. Now we can understand the emphasis of the gra. Shibiyatzasoy hamezuzah bismol. That's what the gra says. The mezuzah goes on the left side when you exit your house. Ki yamin mar al aseto. The Amin, the right side, is teaching us the Aseh Tov. You have to do the good. You have to make Kedush in your home. You have to do all the active things to create the Kedush in your home. That's the Aseh Tov. You have to go and do the good. That's the Mezuzah B'Yamin. Hu lahavi Kedush lo toch habayis. To bring the Kedush into your home. Sheyeh Beis Hashem. Should be a Beis Hashem. Ma she'ein kein a Mezuzah B'Yitzias. But the Mezuzah, when you leave your house, hu sur meira. That's running away from the bad. Running away from the evil. All the bad on the outside, that's the mezuzah on the left side, that giving the person the ability to overcome that yetzer hara that's waiting at the door when he leaves the home. And he says, Hine karach, Amar base male svarim, a bias male svarim, chayv mezuzah alo. Karach asked the kasha, if you have a house full of svarim, does it need a mezuzah or not? Karach Amar, Karach said, kol ha'am kum kedoshim, what? The whole nation is kedoshim. Why are you so special? Ve'enim tzrichim siu shel mezuzah. They don't need the help of mezuzah. Lo'ilo osei toy, lo'lo asei tov, lo'lo surmei ra. Karach felt we don't need the mezuzah, not for asei tov, not surmei ra. Why? Because they have a bias. They have a house full of svarim. Hard they tell him, but always say tubs. Many people make this mistake. Choishim, they think shehem yecholim lismay ala bias only svarim. Be'ez yitzasim lechotz. They think I have a house full of svarim. I can rely on that. I sit in yeshiva. I learn. So they think when I go outside now, I'm good to go. I'm going to go to the working world. I had a morning seder. I'm okay. He said that's a huge mistake. Einam choishim etzlam etzol a pesach hachatas roivets. Okay, that's the call. Okay, let's maybe after we have to. That's the end. That's the end. Tomorrow.